from the city of Chicago out to these communities. It was installed in 1984, and actually it starts on the east side of O'Hare Airport is where they acquire the water from the city of Chicago. They actually bring it through O'Hare, and then it enters our right-of-way near Elmhurst Road and actually extends for about 16 and a half miles along our south side of our roadway. It serves about a half million people during the daytime, and it pumps approximately 12 billion gallons of water to those suburbs over an entire year. Just to give you all a feel, we were just doing a little bit of looking. Last year, we talked about the Thornton Quarry down on the south end of I-90, if you're familiar with that. That's part of the deep tunnel project for stormwater runoff. Just to give you a feel, that quarry itself holds about 8 billion gallons when it is full. So there's a lot of water that gets pumped through this pipeline. The pipe size runs about a 90-inch diameter pipe where it comes onto our right-of-way. And actually, as it goes further to the west, it actually steps down in size because the demand associated going to the west goes down to about a 20-inch as we go farther out there. As Christy said, it's a high-pressure pipe, 150 PSI pipe. Just to give you another feel, your fire hydrant out in front of your house is somewhere around 40 to 50 PSI is what we're seeing there. So this is a very high pressure pipe, and you can see with the large diameter, it's somewhat of a unique. This picture right here will just give you a sort of a feel of the magnitude of the size of the pipe that we have when it enters our right-of-way and the equipment and the manpower associated with doing that. This pipe itself is a quite durable pipe. It's a design in which there's basically a steel casing pipe on the inside surrounded by concrete, pre-stressed concrete, on the outside of that pipe. So quite durable, and it's an excellent design. And I'll talk a little bit about this pipe and what we're going to have to do to accommodate aspects of it. Our first step was here to, first we had to identify the conflicts that we have on our roadway. There were three types of conflicts. One was basically a direct conflict in which the pipe was located or going to be located underneath our proposed pavement. Right now, the pipe is located, off the proposed pavement on the south side of the roadway, but as we widen our roadway, we did have conflicts in which the pipe was located directly underneath our pavement. There are other areas in which the pipe was far enough away from our proposed pavement, but there were other secondary effects. If we were grading ditches or so, we would have impacted that pipe, and there were also retaining walls or noise walls that could have affected the pipe as well. So, as I said, our directives were first avoid, then protect the pipe, and the third was to relocate the pipe. Here's some of our grading conflicts in this graph right here. The dotted line basically shows where the existing roadway and grade is. And the dark lines, the solid lines, basically show what our proposed pavement section and possibly our proposed ditch. As you can see, the little blue dot is where the Nizam Jawa water main is located, and it's underneath the existing ground, but if we would have built it in accordance with this typical section with the retaining wall and the ditch, obviously the pipe would have been out of the ground. We had a couple of options. We could have lowered that pipe, there was obviously a cost associated with lowering that pipe, and we did some comparison estimates about what is the possibility of leaving the pipe in place, grading our slope up there, and possibly putting our ditch water basically in a storm sewer. So this was one of the scenarios was used extensively throughout the corridor to minimize the amount of relocation of that pipe that was required. There were pavement conflicts in which if this yellow line on the bottom shows the pipe with our widened pavement, it was right adjacent to our pavement. It wasn't underneath the pavement, but it was getting close to our pavement. And we wanted to minimize any type of impacts on that. And in lieu of relocating it, we basically protected it in place. And there were various protection methods we used. This is one of them. In the event that we built a concrete slab over it to minimize any type of loading on that pipe or additional loading on that pipe. In other areas, we may have put casing around the pipe to minimize impacts to it. So that was our protection scheme. And the third thing that we ran into is there were areas in which we had to do relocations on this roadway because it was just either too close to the roadway or underneath that roadway that we didn't feel comfortable, and we actually had to relocate sections of it. So these orange circles are showing the areas in which we did have to relocate. We are going to end up relocating about 30% of the water main. But in most of the water main relocation is somewhat conventional construction. But I do want to point out down at the east end here, I got some. There's a number that says a 90-inch pipe, and then you can sort of see a 60-inch, and it actually steps down to a 20-inch. I wanted to highlight that east end there as well, is because I want to talk about some certain, called a specialty engineering that we're going to have to do down at this east end with this 90-inch pipe. This 90-inch pipe is a single source of water that comes through O'Hare Airport and comes to, this is Elmhurst Road Interchange, what you're looking at here as well. And then what happens at Elmhurst Road is it actually splits off into two pipes. There's actually a 72 that goes to the south and a 60 that basically continues along our right-of-way. But the beauty of their system west of Elmhurst Road is actually the two pipes, actually the two legs of those pipes actually come around and form a loop. You know, granted it steps down in size as it gets farther away, but there is a connection down at the far west end where that loop comes around, meaning that there's water that can flow around the loop if needed. Similar to like in front of your house for your fire hydrants, you know, most neighborhoods have loops associated with it. If there is a break, they isolate that section of the fire hydrant and you still get water to your home while they're repairing that fire hydrant, in which they basically run the water around the loop. So I do want to talk a little bit about this hot tap and what's going to occur down here. But on this graph here, the blue line shows where the existing main is located, and as you can see, it approaches real close to our roadway. We are actually purchasing right-of-way to basically for stormwater detention, but it serves a secondary benefit. It allows us to put the proposed pipe as far away from our roadway as possible, and that's basically the red line is what you're showing here. We're trying to move it so that to minimize any impacts for any improvement that may occur anywhere in the future. And that's what we're trying to do with our relocation. If we're going to relocate it, let's try and put in a location as far from our roadway, because you know, any type of improvement that may happen in, you know, decades from now, you know, I'm sure there's still going to be a need for providing water to the suburbs. So let's talk about this hot tap of what's going to occur, and I'll explain the terminology. You know, what is a hot tap? A hot tap is a connection to an existing pipe without interrupting or emptying that section of pipe. Okay. This 90-inch pipe, single source of water, can't turn the water off. The municipalities can only go a day or two if they have their tanks filled with water. So there is no possibility of turning off that water to do any type of work. And this is somewhat extensive type of work that we're performing down at this east end. So there's a process called a hot tap, and this is a very similar system, and we're going to do the same process that was used on O'Hare Airport. When they built the north runway at O'Hare Airport in 2007, they utilized the same process that we plan on utilizing on our contracts, as well as what a hot tap is this, and I'm going to have to explain it. Somebody explained it well. I heard a quote. It's sort of almost like bypass surgery. What they end up doing is they tap into this live water main with a smaller pipe. Okay, instead of a 90-inch or maybe a 48-inch or a 54-inch, they tap into this, and they basically bypass around the section of pipe that we are going to be replacing. That's much different than bypass surgery. So they tap into it, so basically core into the top of it, run a pipe around the outside, and basically flow the water through that. We have to do this work in the low water usage time, which is basically late fall, early spring, middle of winter, too cold to actually perform water main work. So it has to be late fall or early spring, very similar to what they did at O'Hare Airport. So once we create this bypass route, water is pushed through that, we close off the existing 90-inch. So water is always maintained to these municipalities, so they do have a flow. The smaller pipe could handle that flow because it is in the low usage times of it. And then basically we go in and then replace that pipe. It's not as simple as I explained to you, and I'll tell you why. There is months of construction that occurs way in advance of doing this work. We actually lay all the pipe and we do all the preparation work so that once we end up diverting this water into this temporary pipe. We are going right ahead and cutting out the 90-inch pipe. It was performed at O'Hare Airport in, I believe, 42 days is what they ended up using this secondary pipe through there. It is a highly specialized process. And the reason that it is highly specialized is this. I showed you the size of that pipe, a 90-inch pipe. The second thing that makes it highly specialized is the high water pressure in it as well. There are companies out there that do large diameters, but nothing, there's very few, and actually there's only one that does it at this high of a water pressure. And the third thing is the type of pipe that we're using. Remember I explained to you it was a steel pipe with a concrete, pre-stressed concrete, which is great water main, great durable, but the actual tapping associated with it is a specialty process that is not done, it is rarely done on our system, and it was done at O'Hare Airport. So, that being said, the beauty of the hot tap is there's low risk. If something does occur during construction, there is actually water flowing through this temporary pipe that if it takes, you know, longer than 42 days or so, there is some flexibility that we will always have contingency plans as we go through this and pipe available and you know, in the event that something does happen, we will be prepared to do those repairs. Nothing happened at O'Hare Airport, and we don't anticipate anything occurring here, but we will be as prepared or better prepared than they were at O'Hare in the event that, you know, equipment breaks down or such. So here's a picture just to give you a scale of the magnitude associated with this work. There's actually concrete casings that end up being completed around these hot taps. It's difficult to see. It's basically down in the ground that basically, because of the large amounts of pressure that have to be taken off of this pipe and diverted, there are large concrete, what we call thrust blocks, that basically take that force and move it around. So it's a highly specialized process. And that being said, later this year, we're still in the design process, and the only hot taps that are going to occur is down on this 90-inch pipe. All the other pipes around the system, if I remember, I told you, explained there was a little loop. That loop actually gives us great flexibility in the other sections to do conventional methods, basically isolate that section of pipe, turn off the water in that section of pipe while water is flowing around the opposite side, and it gives us that ability, the time associated with replacing that pipe. So this hot tap is only going to occur down at the east end in one location at Elmhurst Road. So later this year, we're developing plans. We are going to be coming to the board to obtain approval to put out a contract that will specifically only encompass this hot tap work, because it is a very highly specialized contract. So that being said, that's an idea where we're at. We're in the design process now. There are some contracts that are going out to start doing some of the water main relocation. They call it the smaller water main relocations around the system. And we'll continue to design the remaining of these relocations. So it's exciting engineering on our part, and for trade magazines, hopefully the public and you all will hear very little about this moving forward. And I know some of you are grateful not to hear anything about this. So
questions?
Any questions?
I have two comments and a question. The first is, you said we didn't want to hear a lot about it. It's obvious that there are a lot of people who rely on this system for their water, so I know we're taking into account that we really have a responsibility here to have it be absolutely behind the curtain for those consumers.
Correct.
That they're not going to know. If we do it right, there's going to be no interruption of service, and nobody will even know.
Yes, nobody will ever notice that there will be any issue. We met early on over the last couple of years, and early on we had many discussions with NISM Jawa about how to replace this pipe, and there were various things that we could have done. And it came down to, for the hot tap itself, it came down to that was the lowest risk associated with ever impacting any of the customers.
Okay, and then my second comment is, I think the directors remember we did have a discussion at the board level about just the intricacies of the negotiation, because this is a large group of communities. I just want to congratulate you having completed that negotiation. That's not, it wasn't a simple task. And then my question is, this is very, very specialized, and if there's one company that does it, do we, and I know our real goal here is to get this done quickly so that we can continue to make progress on Jane Addams. Are we confident that this can happen quickly? And what are the impediments or obstacles to having this get done, if there are any?
I think it's, I mean, quickly is part of it. We'd
right.
like to do it in accordance with our schedule, but we also want to make sure that it's done, you know, accurately and safely. And right now, engineering is working with procurement to evaluate, you know, who actually could do this work. And Pete rightfully mentioned complex and specialty several times because it is highly complex and specialty work. So we know of one company that actually has done it successfully. There are others who have not done it successfully. So we are going to work with John Donato, and we will, of course, work with the CPO and the SPO, our purchasing, state purchasing officers, to evaluate, you know, the potential for a sole source on this, because we strongly feel that, you know, this is something that has to be done right, and we don't know of really anybody besides one company right now that actually has done it successfully of this magnitude, a 90-inch. And Pete said, too, about the, we've coordinated with MISM Jow for years, and this wasn't a tollway engineering initiative, you know, on how we're going to address all this. We're working very closely with them and their engineers. They built this, and you know, they know the system the best, and we've actually agreed on, you know, this is what should be done. And in addition, and I don't think we said it, I mean, MISM Jow is actually funding, you know, this work, the relocations and that. So these costs are not being borne. We may front the payments to the contractors, but we will, we have an agreement to be reimbursed.
Great. And I just think it's important that we don't do that many sole source, but it sounds like this is just the right kind of thing where we want to do it right, we want to do it on our time schedule, and there are a lot of people who are counting on us to do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Kristen, do you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. That's it.
Okay.
So you can see a little bit of a little window into our world
over under,
the next
under
world, yeah. into our world over the next year. But thanks again everybody who worked on the agreement with Ms. and Jawa, but also who put so much effort into this these plans. And as you can see, some complicated things are going to be taking place over the next year as part of our construction efforts generally. So.
Okay, thank you. So I think we can turn to the consent agenda. I always say this, we're going to go through these items relatively quickly, except the ones that were not in committee, and just remind people, as Chair Peterson pointed out, they have vetted them very carefully in committee, so we have the benefit of that. And all of the trustees have had an opportunity to look at all of the materials, so it feels like we're rushing through them, but actually they are very carefully vetted. So why don't we take 6-1, numbers 1, 2, and 3. Are there any comments, concerns, questions about those? Oh, I'm sorry. Director Peterson refuses on 2. So may I have a motion for 1? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? Number 2, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? We have the one recusal of Director Peterson. And any abstentions? And number 3, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition?
What is that?
I'm sorry.
It's not on the machine.
No. It's on my. This was okay.
It was left off.
Okay. I apologize. It's the Workers' Comp Claim Administration. Mm-hmm. We'll get that next month.
Next month.
Okay. You didn't want to vote on 3? After my speech about how carefully we've gone through all of it. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so let's look at procurement, and I think we can do all 4 of these. None of these have to be voted. Okay. Any questions on any of these? Okay, may I hear a motion on 1-4?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals or abstentions? Okay. We're going to do engineering. We can do one, I believe Director Sweeney's refusal on number two.
On number two and on number nine.
Okay.
And number 14.
Okay, so let's take one. May I hear a motion, please?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition, recusals, or abstentions? Number two, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Director Sweeney recuses. Any abstentions? Okay, so we can take three through nine. Motion?
Three through eight.
Three through eight.
Eight, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals or abstentions? Number nine. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any negatives? And Director Sweeney recuses. Okay, and no abstentions? And number 10, I believe Director Darcy has a recusal, is that correct? So may I have a motion for that, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Darcy recuses. Any abstentions? And I believe Darcy is recused on 12, so we'll take 11 alone. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? We have the one recusal. I'm sorry, that is 11, 12. May I hear a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Director Darcy recuses himself. Any, I've lost the word. Didn't get last week, that's right. Abstention? No. Okay, so we have 13, I think because Sweeney will recuse on 14, we'll take 13 alone. Motion for 13?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposition? No recusals, no abstentions. 14, may we hear that alone?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Sweeney recuses, we have no abstentions. I think we can do 17, and then we were going to have to take 18 separately. So 15 to 17. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? No recusals, no abstentions. Okay, so with 18, did not go through committee?
No, Paul's going to present.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Item 18 is a recommendation to award a contract for maintaining and managing the full-waste fiber optic system. Award is recommended to G4S Technology, who received, this was actually a request for proposal, so it was managed through the procurement department, and they received the highest technical score on this proposal, and then they also submitted the lowest price. The price was $21,201,277.50. This is a five-year contract, and the price is for that full five-year period. We have an option on this contract for renewals of up to 5 years, and I believe those renewals can be either single-year renewals or combinations of that to get up to an additional five. And what this contract provides us with is really like five critical services, routine preventative maintenance on our system. We have, the fiber runs the full length of the tollway, all 286 miles. They will perform emergency repairs for us if they're necessary. They also do non-emergency repairs or maintenance on the system. They can design fiber relocations for us. They have some professional service component to this contract, and also they market this fiber, because we build it with excess capacity in it, and they actually do the marketing aspect of this. Another key component of this is, you know, I said the contract's $21 million. Because of our agreements with our third-party users on the system, they actually share in the cost of any relocation work that we do, and also we get monies back through revenue sharing with them. In addition, so we think roughly about 50% of the $21 million will come back to the tollway as reimbursements or you know, revenue sharing. There was a BEP law on this contract of 21%, and that was actually established by CMS.
That'll be met, that 21%?
Yes.
Yes, they can get it too.
15%, you said, will be reimbursed on the contract?
50.
50.
We expect about 50% of the monies to come back to us totally through either reimbursements for the relocations that they have to share costs on, or the revenue share.
Who was doing this for us prior to G4S?
It was the same company.
G4S was?
Yes. We did put it back out to bid, and we did a lot of outreach on this prior to doing that. We actually had two bids, which is better than, you know, just the single bid.
Well, this was bid, not, this was bid.
It was a competitive.
Competitive, okay.
Yeah, competitive RFP.
Is the price, is the fee on here for LTS? I just see one, I see the award amount.
It wasn't, we're saying bid, but it was an RFP, correct?
Correct. So we award the RFPs, taking into consideration their technical scores and their pricing.
You negotiated the price?
Make sure.
Yes, we went through a best and final offer process with the vendor.
Okay. Finding both firms qualified. Gotcha, okay.
Any other questions on this one?
Well, if I could, I think at the strategic planning committee meeting, I was asking about what our fiber capacity was that was available to us.
We did get responses on that, and I will have to make a point.
Top secret, huh?
No, it's not. I forgot to print it out.
Okay, I just wondered.
But yes, I do remember that question.
Well, and we have, we built extra capacity, so.
That was really kind of what I was wanting to say.
So we have beyond what we need or project that we need, which is why we're able to, you know, have these agreements with other, to allow third parties to access it and recoup some cost.
Which is great, because, I mean, we get a lot of efficiencies from our investment, but we also get half of it paid back.
Right, so, but we'll get it, we might even have it before the meeting ends.
I'm sure I do, if I could just look at my BlackBerry.
You'll have a break in a minute. There are two other items that didn't go through committee with the agreement of the board, I'd like to just have Paul send them out, and then I think we can take 18 through 34 as a package. Is everybody okay with that?
Fine.
Okay. So 20?
Yes, item 20. So item 20 is a request to supplement design contract 5631. This is with Stanley Consultants. The amount of the supplement is $200,000, and it's for additional design services. Ideally, we wanted to award this contract and get the contractor working on this Fox River Bridge prior to this, we have a water blackout period on the Fox River, which is dictated by permit, between April 1 and June 15. We didn't make it, so rather than move forward with this original contract and be faced with probably large change orders and extra work orders right from day one, we think it's in the best interest of the tollway to move forward and redesign and repackage this and put it out for bid again. We are going to do that for this $200,000. We are going to hold the same completion date. We feel that could result in some additional costs on this bid this time around, however, it will be time to complete with all the other I-90 work, which we feel is very important, and we know from past experience that when we go beyond our completion date, it does always translate into additional costs to us for changed conditions and extended work hours and so on. So this contract, they do have, they are meeting their DB goal on it, they seem to be doing pretty well on that, and we're recommending, you know, moving forward with the supplement.
Any questions on this one? Then let's turn to 24.
24, this is a change order which we are recommending for a contract on the I-90 West Corridor, and during the committee, I did address the board and tell them that we have six or seven mainline contracts, I think it's seven actually, mainline contracts in the I-90 West Corridor. All of those contracts have suffered some delays to their construction schedules. We got them started last fall, but the early onset of winter and the really harsh winter that we've been having, and as Director Sweeney mentioned, the depth of the frost penetration, we are losing days, and we do want to get this work done on time. So this is an example of one of the changes that we're implementing in order to try to regain some of these days. I do want to tell the board that all these I-90 West Corridor contracts are still operating within the budget that we've established for them overall. this specific change order is in the amount of $397,500. It's on contract 4136. It's with FH Passion SM Nielsen. It's going to allow them to start the work early and work under these cold conditions. It's going to help us mitigate the schedule delays we've incurred. And actually, this work is going to be primarily performed by Lake County Grading, one of their subs. They're going to actually remove this frozen earth, and they're going to replace it with stable aggregate. And it's anticipated that this extra work order is not going to have any impact on their requirement overall.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair.
So I think I can take a motion of 18 through 34.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Excuse me, is there extension? Now that we voted on these, probably should have done this in advance. I want to check in with Chair Peterson and with Mr. Geraldo to make sure that everybody's comfortable with the minority set-aside goals that we've achieved on these.
Yeah, that we've all been met. We've exceeded, I think, on several more exceeded.
I think some of the
crimes
are
we did have a crime that that was came up through the programs, the mental program. Yeah.
Good.
So.
And I know that Director Gonzalez has already comfortable with where we are on this. Okay, good. So thank you very much. I think we can now go into executive session.
Chair, we have under legal number five, which is the IGA following on Horn Blur's presentation.
Okay, let's
do
1 through 4. May I hear a motion?
A motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposition? Abstentions or refusals? And five, we're going to discuss in executive session?
Right now, we'll discuss it for approval, please, Chair.
Okay.
So this IGA is with the Northwest Suburban Municipal Joint Action Water Agency, NISMJAWA. On point from Pete Hornsler's presentation, this will be the agreement that allows this work to go forward. In 1984, the tollway entered an easement agreement that put that pipe along the tollway, and there is a provision in that agreement that when and if it needs to be moved, we have permission to do so. So we've had ongoing discussions for many months now about financial responsibilities. And we have come to agreement with NISMJAWA. So we will be entering this first addendum to that original easement agreement. NISMJAWA, under this addendum, will be agreeing to pay approximately $73 million, actually $73,115, which will be all of the construction costs related to that move. There are some financial terms. My couch may be here if I need a little support, but roughly, we are allowing NISMJAWA some decent financial flexibility to make that rather sizable payment over time. They will have tremendous flexibility until January of 2021, at which time an interest clock will kick in, depending on how much of the principal remains. Final payment under this agreement is due January 1st of 2024, and in the event JAWA is unable to make that, there will be a 3% penalty on whatever amount is owed at that time, immediately due and payable, plus an 8% annual interest rate that kicks in. I know that was a mouthful, but essentially giving flexibility for the first number of years and then really meaning it and really meaning it further. Happy to chat any details on that, but makes sense.
It
was supposed to be no legal jargon in there. It's supposed to be very lame in terms.
Okay. Any questions on that?
I was just going to say I think that's a good agreement. Basically, a number of these municipalities—it's not something they readily could anticipate—and I think there were some very good discussions between them. Our executive director and some of those folks. I think it's a very reasonable agreement that's evolved.
And are you chair of the Northwest Municipal?
No, I have no connection whatsoever.
The last thing I would just point out in closing, I know it's been of interest to the board to know that the NISMJAWA board has in fact approved this prior to our board entering this. and that in fact happened last evening at their regularly scheduled board meeting. So we have received this morning their resolution, and so it is the appropriate time for this board to act.
And we gratefully and happily accept it, so if you will pass that back to
us. We will.
We appreciate that stayed up late last night.
Very late.
We'll take a motion on that, if I could.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions or refusals? So we'll take up 35, 36, 37 under engineering, and 6 under legal.
Thank you.
Okay. And then whatever the board decides in terms of bringing those back, we would come back into session and take action on them. Let's see the motion.
Chair, excuse me, Chair, with number 6 under legal, which is that workers' comp settlement discussion, we did do that in FAO's executive session and technically moved it to the consent agenda, so we are fine.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
That.
May I have a motion?
So
move. Oh, fine, sir. Is it on
this?
That you no. Okay.
So move.
Okay. He just got excited.
He's got information for somebody. I can see it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any refusals or abstentions? Okay.
I did like that, though. Posting.
Paul.
I wanted to respond to the question on the fiber optic. And this will, I believe, give you all an understanding. The capacity does vary throughout the system. However, we typically own a 96 count fiber cable and we utilize 24 of them. So that gives you an idea of the excess capacity that we have in our system.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
So now we'll hear the motions go into executive session.
We recommend a motion to proceed pursuant to exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, Section 2C1 to discuss specific personnel items at the tollway, 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining items, 2C5 to discuss real property acquisition, and 2C11 to discuss litigation law.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So we'll hope when we meet again, it will be a thaw. To all of you who are leaving and not coming back. And directors, we're going to, I think, be immortalized in a photograph across the way on the other side during the break. What do you think?
Probably 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Like okay, let's go be back at 10:30. So we have two items that we need to take action on. That would be under engineering, items number 35 and 36. May I hear a motion for those?
So moved.
All second. In favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any refusals or abstentions? Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?